Yeah, that's right, Donna Marie. This is coming up all the time for us, even like yesterday itself for myself and the other colleagues there, and as well as that, it's come up last week as well. It came up three times a week before that and so on. And basically what is happening here, people are on to us looking for houses, and rightly so. You know, they're on the housing list, or they're looking to get on the housing list, or a mixture of everything going on there at the minute. But they're basically saying to us then, their houses here and there and so on, and there's nobody in them. There's supposed to be people in them, but they're not in them. So we won't accept them. What's the story with them? But as I'm saying to people today, people need to be able to come forward either to ourselves in confidence, or to the council in confidence, or whatever, or the council get a mechanism in place that we avoid these kind of situations, that we have these empty houses, let them so-called empty houses that they're supposed to be vacant, and then all of a sudden then there's nobody in them. Because we're not going to know every house around the country, around the community, what's happening. Like, if it's supposed to be let out, it's supposed to be let out. And if there's nobody in it, then this is a situation around Donna Marie. So we're just asking people, if they know where there are houses, to come forward. Because we have the situation now. I asked yesterday for the two addresses of both houses. That person now is reluctant to hand over that information, whether fear or whatever, of knowing it was them that said it. Look, at the end of the day, and the Glenties MD here alone in particular, the six of us, six county councillors, all we are trying to do is, the six of us are trying our best, every day, morning, noon and night, trying to serve our constituents the best. And if they feel, if constituents feel then there's others, there's matters then need to be dealt with or should be dealt with, that's fair enough. But they need to pass on the information to us, because hearsay is no good. When it turns into hearsay, like, it's hopeless. And that's what's the situation at the minute is. Like, for example, yesterday, like I talked about, the person will not say what's going on, but then on the other hand, they want us to sort it. Then we can't sort things without the information. And I think that's important going forward. The other point I made today as well is there's various empty houses as well that we all know of, and everybody's area dotted here and there through the place this last good number of years, for whatever reason, there's nothing happening with them. And I think as well the council should be in a position, that's what I asked today for, Donna Marie, for the council to be in a position to identify these houses wherever they may be sitting. Obviously, there's nobody near them. There's maybe difficult circumstances, whatever the case behind them, let them be half-built, three-quarters-built, abandoned, if you like, for a better word, which I touched on three of them today, apparently. They are abandoned as such. Look, in a time of crisis, we need to be speaking to whoever is the landowner or whoever is the next of kin belongs to these type of houses, and just, you know, asking them, look, what's the story here? Is there any chance this can be sold or rented or whatever? Rather than having it sitting there dormant and just everybody looking at every day in the past and nobody knowing what the situation is. We are in a total mess of a housing crisis. While we welcome today's meeting, we welcome these types of meetings that are happening now a lot more frequent going forward, Donna Marie, but the reality is that come out of today's meeting with every county councillor, we are a long, long way off getting the mess solved as such. The council, well, respectfully, they're doing their best, but even no matter how quick they go, as it points out today, with the number of houses going on there, quite a number of houses actually built there at the Martin of the Kenny, even with the best intentions, they're possibly 18 months to 2 years off being near hand, being ready to hand over. Like, so this is the kind of thing we're in. So as I say at the minute, anywhere we can save time at the minute, that is the nowhere that the house vacant, they get talking to the landowner or somebody else to be investigated. Let the council manager in that area investigate whatever it may be, and let them decide then on foot of information then going forward what is happening. Like, because otherwise we're not going to get out of this spinning wheel at all that we're stuck on at the minute. All of us, like, to be fair, it's been mentioned there today as well at the minute, like, somewhere in the region of 1,300 houses needed at the minute in Kilkenny. Like, down here ourselves in Glenties, we're upwards of kind of floating between 250, 300 all the time, give or take. Like, you know, that's only two MDs mentioned. God knows what the situation is then when you go around the rest of the MDs. So that's why I feel it's paramount at the moment. We all need to just work together, pull together, and where possible, just try and sort things out where we can. Like, you know, one person coming forward saying whatever's going on could sort out one or two families' lives. That's the reality of it. Or there'd be a single person, or whatever the case may be. But when people don't come forward, or people, if you like, say, throw away, if they like, throw away a match or such on social media or otherwise, or point them at ourselves. That's all well and good, but look, if people aren't willing to come forward, just man up and tell us what's going on with the information, we're not at liberty either to always find it out, you know, as such. So it's all going to be a combined approach to get things sorted here. And was touched on today as well, we're always hearing about these hundreds and hundreds of houses and maybe running into thousands countrywide that are empty and unoccupied and so on. That's all well and good, but all this needs to be checked out to see where can the council and any local authority going forward contact those owners again. As I say, we have to do it again. Contact those owners and just try and make best use of those buildings. And again, same applies to as well through our towns. All our empty buildings through our towns. There'll be hotels, warehouses, old halls, so on, etc. That are sitting there vacant that could be put into better use. We need to be looking at all these avenues, Donna Marie.